Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the North West London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't possibly cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today, we're in the final verse of Psalm 133, and that's verse 3, and it reads, "It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life for evermore." So, what's he talking about here? Well, the whole theme of the psalm is unity. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And he's used the image of oil being poured on the head, running down the beard of Aaron, onto the collar of his robes, talking about being set apart as a priest, being anointed. And he says this wonderful unity that's given by God, it's like the dew of Hermon falling on Mount Zion. Now, for you or I, that probably doesn't mean very much, but dew was a very important word and thing that happened to the people of Israel. Dew symbolizes life in that culture, that context. Exodus 16, verse 13 to 14. That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. There's a connection with refreshment, food, sustenance, and life that God is giving. Isaiah 26, verse 19. "But your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead." A new life being promised there. And Hosea 14, verse 5. "I," God speaking here, "I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, like a cedar of Lebanon. He will send down his roots." New life promised, refreshment, God's new blessings. Dew, very, very important. And David, as he's writing this psalm, sees this blessing as falling on Mount Zion, the mountain where, of course, Jerusalem was, specifically there. And it's true that in his life, unity was found there, the unity of the tribes of Israel. But sadly, so was later the discord that would ultimately split the nation. 2 Samuel 11 is where it really begins, when he doesn't go to war at the time when the other kings usually would, and he remains in Jerusalem, commits much sin, Solomon is born, and things go downhill from there. It is a miracle what's prophesied or talked about here, the idea of there being a unity, a sharing of the blessings of Hermon with Zion. Because after the split in the kingdom, the northern and southern kingdoms, Hermon came to represent the north, and Zion, the south, Judah. And together, they're being brought together with life-giving dew and being brought together in unity. Dew, you see, can also mean light rain or drizzle. And Hermon's the mountain of Hermon was well watered. It was 2,814 meters high, still is, I think, has snow on top all year round. And there's heavy dew at such high altitudes, you'll get drenched if you stay overnight in the open air. And it had streams flowing down from it, unlike Zion, which was dry. And the one with abundance, Hermon, shares that abundance with the one in need, Zion, and both are refreshed and supplied. This pouring down of the blessing is emphasized in verses 2 and 3 as the oil comes down and now the dew comes down. And there's great triple refreshment here. This is a good reminder to us that unity is never a passive entity, but a dynamic one. We either tend towards greater harmony or greater chaos, depending on the conduct of the people of God. We don't need to see kingdoms split. We can see them brought together by God's healing dew. Ephesians 4, 2-6. "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit," and on he goes. Unity is possible. Unity is beautiful. Unity is a blessing of God. And in our unity, the world will come to know that there is a God, for only God could unite Hermon and Zion. Well, the next time we'll go on to Psalm 134. If you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. And if you could go over to iTunes and give us a review, I'd be very grateful. Until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.